And we're live, baby.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Thank you for joining us at Are We Canceled Yet? The podcast for
you and your mama and your daddy too.
Oh my gosh. This must be her pot today. This is the pod for the documentary seekers, the one who wants information that they never asked for. And today is where you're going to get it.
Oh.
With your host,
JoJo.
And Tamika, aka Meek Meek, aka Encore, aka doesn't know what she's getting into.
No.
Because I'm not prepared for this pod. I did not watch the homework.
Nope.
Any documentaries, which I love documentaries, but I was just out of the loop. I've been moving, everyone. Your girl is moving. So she's been busy.
Okay, so anyway, we about to go straight into it because I got some to say, okay? All right, first of all, you know how they say curiosity kills the cat? Well,
yeah. Bitch.
What was that?
I thought the first one was really good. The second one, iffy.
All right. Well, listen, I was the cat because I definitely watched that Chris Brown documentary, that Investigation Discovery put together.
One, I do not plan on watching it. I will not watch it.
That was me.
I told you not to watch it.
That was me until I saw it pop up.
Like, did
and
we
I was
need
like,
to see it? I felt like I knew everything that they were going to talk about, so I didn't have to see it.
I'm not even going to hold you. Not even going to hold you. They threw...
What don't we already know?
Baby, listen. Okay, so I'm going to just start off by saying they are really comparing this man, Chris Brown, to R. Kelly and P. Diddy. They are putting him in the same category as them two. Which I feel like is a bit far-fetched because he's not messing with children. He's not messing with children or anything like that. But according to the documentary.
There's a but?
According to the documentary, there were some allegations. We can't say it for the internet purposes, but some forcible allegations.
Really?
Let's dig deep into it, shall we? Now you know.
Chris.
Okay. I'm not even going to hold you. I was one of those people who was like, who can't really, no, I think I can separate the artist from the person, but.
I can sometimes.
Now
it becomes a little.
That documentary had me side-eyeing, my boy.
Really?
It got me side, and I only say that because whoever put this together literally thought this through. Every time they were talking about, and I'm gonna just briefly generally give you the scope before I dig deep. Every time they were talking about an allegation or like something that happened between him and a woman or an incident with a woman, you know how when you're watching something you have a thought and you're like skeptical, like nah, like the why, like now why would that if X, Y, and Z, blah blah blah. Before you could even get your thought out, they would pop open, they would pop to a next scene with a professional, like a psychological professional.
Yeah.
That's literally answering every question in your mind. I'm not even joking,
really?
Bro. Every time they said something and I'm thinking and I'm listening to the scenarios and I'm like, yeah, I could see that. That's wrong. But also, and then an industry professional would pop in and say, well, you know, predators really do X, Y, and Z to their victims because blah, da, 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 da. And I'd be like,
damn, so they say
they're right.
A predator?
For sure. For sure. Okay, so let me start. Of course, they were talking about the whole Rihanna situation. I feel like that's a situation he's never going to get away from.
No.
Like, ever. But they had new information that we ain't never heard.
About that situation?
Yes. I'm not even going to hold you. I ain't never seen the police report. So they had police reports. And then I believe it was either, I forget. It was a black woman. She was either, I knew she worked with the LAPD. I don't know if she was on the force during the case or if she was like the detective or something like that. But she was connected to the original case or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
So we all know that somebody on the LAPD are the ones who leaked that information about that. Sure. Just like they leaked the information of Kobe's death before it was even solidified. Sure. Yeah.
Who the heck is out there leaking shit?
Leaking shit. Y'all on somebody payroll, like, but
somebody getting paid a hefty coin.
Listen, they said we ain't protecting nothing. We TMZ.
We TMZ
out here. So check it. So they were talking about the fight. They even said that, and I've never heard this, and let me know if you've heard this, because I don't remember hearing this. They said that in the report, you know, when they was going back and forth, which, you know, we know about all that other stuff about the keys and about the other stuff. They're on their way back to the crib. She's on the phone, fake phone call with her assistant. She tried to call her assistant. Her assistant didn't pick up. She tried to act like she was on the phone with her assistant, and she was like, oh, well, make sure the cops are there when I'm there. Mind you, she's not on the phone with anybody, right? Chris hears this, and he's like, oh, you want to call the MF and cops? B, I'm going to kill you or something like that. I was like, I've never heard this conversation in the original stuff. Like, am I tripping?
Did I hear this? I feel like I heard something like this.
Something similar to that?
I feel like it, because they didn't go back to the house.
They even said in there,
did they go back to the house?
It said they did. Like, wait till we get to the house. I'm gonna kill you or some shit like that. And they also said that he was choking her to the point to where she couldn't breathe. I don't remember any choking. I remember them saying something about biting.
I remember the biting.
Keys being thrown, punched in the face.
I got all of that. I don't remember
choking. Baby, listen, they were saying that this man was verbally threatening and all this other stuff. Like, they was bringing to light some new stuff we ain't never heard before. And I was like, where the receipts? They had a receipt.
So they only gave you a little bit?
No, they
broke. When it happened?
What are you talking about? Oh, you know what? And that's where I think PR came into play when it was happening. I feel like PR
is like, let's just give them enough.
Let's give them the bite. Yes.
Let's, like, give and take.
Yes.
What's the harsh stuff?
But we're not going to give them everything.
But we will give you the biting, because we can explain that.
And we can't take away the fact that, you know, the punch in the face, because we have photographs.
Yeah, you was definitely punching the
face. We have photographs. So, of course, an industry expert comes on and talks about, you know, how she's this big figure or whatever, and how victims tend to go back to their abuser, because just a week after that, and this is where it comes into play, a week after that, they had photos of them two at Diddy's house. And I remember it was a talk show. I think it was Ellen. Ellen, Diddy did say, you know, I think they're just two young kids in love. A mistake happened. I do remember that. And I helped them through their situation. So they actually have photos of them two at Diddy's house afterwards.
Like a week afterwards. Ooh, where is this going?
Baby, listen. But remember, then they were saying, you know, of course they split up. We know they split up. Uh-huh. And then remember when they got back together, like, years later. And then to the eye is kind of like, okay, they're back together. They're trying to do this united front or whatever. Like, if she forgave him, why can't we? That was our thought process. And that's what I was thinking when I was reading this. Then an industry professional came back on and made me rethink some things.
Oh, my God.
And then they was talking about how, which I forgot about this, he did cheat on Rihanna with
Karrueche.
Well, actually, from the way they told it, he was with Karrueche when he went back to Rihanna.
I heard that.
Yeah. So that made me think, like, dang, ain't you a cheater? She's
been around for a minute.
And she worked at Nordstrom.
I know.
Baby, listen. What? Baby, listen.
To the day.
Come pick me up while I'm at Nordstrom.
We'll come get you from the retail store.
Look, I bet that made Nordstrom's stuff go up. So they talking about this. They talking about Karrueche. And they was like, well, you know, because this was a high profile level relationship or whatever, an abuser is not going to do that again, because you can't, that will forever follow him. You get somebody that's not in the limelight, that's just a regular person, that you can do whatever you want, and it's not going to come back to you tenfold, or people are not going to really bat an eye on that, because she's not a public figure like Rihanna.
That's why he went to get the girl to work at Nordstrom's?
I say, dang, that make you think. that make you think?
I mean,
but then okay, Karrueche ended up becoming famous. It makes
you think, but then it don't, because I just went through that. I'm not trying to go through that
again. I'm not trying to go through that again.
I'm going to get someone.
That's what we think.
In a different life.
But then we also know that he was, I mean, he was on camera abusive to Karrueche, like mentally. We don't know what he was doing at the crib, but we do have cameras of him, especially when he had the baby on her. Of him forcing himself, like, following her, stalking, pretty much.
I mean, he was following her for sure.
And then there was, they had footage of him grabbing her, the friend, like, get out the car. He forces his way into the car, going wherever they going. She's like, I don't want you in here. Like, yeah. They had footage of all of that. Now, in between all of this, and this I did not know about, they had this one blonde, of course. Let me just start off by saying none of these women, to my knowledge, are black. And I say to my knowledge because one of the girls that actually spoke out about the allegation, they had her blurred out. Oh. They had her blurred out. She had the voice change and all that other stuff, right? But let me start with this one girl.
Okay.
So one blonde girl, they had her face blurred out, but this was a body cam of a police officer. She came in to file a report crying and was like, yeah, you know, some people approached me and was like, you know, like how the groupies do. Somebody approached you like, hey, you trying to meet Chris Brown? She like, yeah, I'm trying to meet Chris Brown. So she go back on the tour bus, didn't even fully get on the bus. He look at her and he like, hell nah, somebody get her off, right? So security literally picks her up by her arms and kind of like try to like place her off of the bus.
Yeah.
Now, this is where it gets a little shaky. Like, did she misstep and fall or did they push her? You get what I'm saying?
They're saying they pushed her off the bus?
That's what her thing did. Now, the reason why the public didn't hear, or we probably didn't hear about that for real, it was very short-lived, only because she filed the report. His fans got a hold of it.
Shutting that shit down.
She was being threatened.
Yeah.
She came back and she took it back.
She didn't get paid or nothing.
And then after that happened, an industry professional came on and was like, even though he was not the one that physically did this, somebody from his team did it on his command.
Like, they threw you off the bus?
Baby, listen. I don't know, but also, you're not about to look at me and be like, hell no.
I'm leaving by choice.
I'm leaving by choice.
And I'm crying.
And that was my thought too until the industry professional came on and made me second guess. Literally everything that you were thinking in this documentary, somebody came on right after and gave a reasoning to why to make you actually think about another perspective, which was brilliant.
Is it fucking with you?
It's fucking with me for sure.
Like,
because now it's like, do I separate the artist from the person? But then we also know that strength is in numbers. And if this is a repetitive thing, because there's more stuff that we need to get to, a lot more,
what?
Even over in Paris, but I'm gonna get there. If this is a repetitive thing and we know that strength are in numbers, we can't separate the artist from the person. Mm-hmm. We have to treat it as one entity because this is how he makes his money.
Yeah.
If we completely stop streaming and all that, which is how he's getting his money, because let's be honest,
industry
is not messing with him right now.
Yeah.
So the only thing that's holding him down is the diehard fans.
True.
If the streaming stops, that's the only thing that's going to be like, okay, I fucked up.
But what's real and what's not.
What's real and what's not. But also, I don't know, these allegations, babes. It's a lot. And a lot of them got pushed to the side. But of course, we're not going to, like they said, we're not going to hear about it because they're not a Rihanna. They're not a Karrueche.
Yeah.
They're regular degulars that went through this situation. Now, next. Paris. Girl, also non-black. She was also non-white. I don't know what she was. I don't know what she was. But she was a blonde. Mm-hmm. She came on and she was like, okay, you know, she came on camera. She was like, you know, I mean, when you're at a Chris Brown concert, you know about the allegations. You saw the pictures, but you're not thinking about that in the moment. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, I can get backstage. Cool. So
For sure. They
end up inviting her to a party or whatever. They specific now. This is where I was like, all right, bitch. They specifically said no phones, no cameras, no none of that. You just here to meet Chris, whatever. So she go in there with her peoples. She's like, there's drugs everywhere. And I'm glad they clarified this. He was not pushing drugs on anybody.
Okay.
The drugs were just out. If you want them, here they go.
Yeah.
But also we know it's not a secret he's on drugs. It's not a secret that any of these musicians are on drugs.
For sure.
Sad to say, that's a part of the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But he was not forcing drugs upon anybody. They were just laying there like a freaking party favor. So she was like, yeah, he was acting a little weird, a little funny. Bitch, he's high.
Yeah.
He's high. Okay, cool. So he's acting weird, a little funny. So I decided to take my phone out and get a picture.
They said no phones. They said no phones. That's the first thing I heard you say when you gave me the list.
They said what, Tamika?
No phones.
No phones. So why? And your
why
rabbit
would you take your phone out and get a picture and he's acting weird?
Why would
and
you
drugs are everywhere.
Why is that a thing? Clearly, they don't want that out there. This is a party. We chilling.
Yeah.
So she was like, granted, I know they said no phones, but what happened to me next should not have happened. Now, that's where I feel like victim is thin. It's thin. It's thin right there because for every action is a reaction. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold you, nor do I condone anything that he did that I'm about to say, but I definitely, if I was in his position, I would have got one of my homegirls to whip her ass. I ain't even going to hold you. If I say no phones, why you got your phone
like
out?
No phones.
Baby, listen. And if he's acting funny, he's high. He's not in his right mind. Again, not an excuse,
right. But
he's not in his right mind. You know this. You take out your phone anyway. Just so happens, as you're taking out your phone, he's looking up at you.
I'm scared.
He lunges.
I'm scared. No, no, motherfucker. I ain't gonna hold you. You got a nigga on drugs? Or anybody? I'm scared.
I'm not even gonna be in that environment. If I see you got a cute little party favor instead of wings, you got coke.
Oh, well, that's, you're not going to any of the parties.
I'm not going to any of the parties.
You're not going to
baby, listen,
any of the parties.
Listen.
And we've been to parties.
In my eye, I'm Stevie Wonder in the place. I'm like, Stevie Wonder. But listen, yeah, please.
I'm be handing out the platter.
He lunges at her. Punches her and then tell security, get her ugly ass out of here. Call her out, her name, all of that. And then security take her phone, throws it, breaks it.
I was about to say, for sure.
They break the phone, kick her out, boom. She goes on out of her mouth to say, I knew they said no phones and I took my phone out anyway, but that was no excuse for him to do what he did, nor did they have to break my phone. All they had to do was just tell me to leave and I would have left. And that's where I started thinking, what are you thinking at that point?
I don't know if you would have left.
I think you would have gotten combative if they would have took your phone and then asked you to leave.
Well, because you have my phone.
Because you have my phone.
I want my phone.
But also, if
that's
I told
thing,
you
like,
no phone.
Where are her friends? You came in here with people.
That's
like,
what I'm
first
thinking.
Off, my friends, we're not coming. We're not separating. And we're going everywhere as a group. Especially if we ain't supposed to have our phones. I'm definitely not taking out my phone.
I'm definitely not
taking out my phone. I'm surprised they didn't take her phone at the door.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
But I'm going to be like,
and I'm trying to figure out,
I need my phone.
I'm trying to figure out, did they take it and she say, I ain't had no phone? There was some stuff that I felt like was missing. Because I feel like if this is a known phone party, I'm not trusting y'all not to take y'all phone out and sneak in nothing. I'm taking your stuff at the door.
That's why you get the zippy bags.
Yeah.
Like you go to a comedy show.
Unless you physically said, oh no, I ain't got no phone. Look at my outfit.
Y'all like, hey, she got to go.
Yeah.
Let me have my phone and I will leave.
Yes.
Let me have my phone. I will
leave.
Well,
baby, listen.
And then I'm getting my ass beat.
They broke the hell out that phone and kicked her ass out the party.
I get that. But then I would have been wondering, like, is it in the cloud? Whatever videos you took. Because I definitely would have took your phone, broken, and kicked you out.
Oh, yeah. We are in a dip. But I don't know when this was. They didn't say when it was.
Yeah.
I think this might have been, like, not early 2000, but it definitely after the Rihanna situation.
Yeah.
So.
But I punched you.
But I was like, ooh. But also, you're
what the psychologist say? Or the psychiatrist? Who was it? The expert.
The expert. I don't remember what they said about her. The only thing I was flabbergasted about was they showed the clips. Because now the thing is, I do remember the clips coming out of Chris going on an Instagram rant, talk about some, this ugly bitch came to, like, I would never let you in my party. Have you seen what you look like?
Oh my God.
Like, he was talking cash trash, but I never knew the situation. What the situation was.
Yeah.
Now the documentary bringing stuff to light.
Yeah.
And then he has some other stuff in Paris about him forcing, but it was unclear whether he did it or the people he was with forced himself on the girl.
Why is it always
very unclear? But that time, the Paris police was paid off. That time.
Wow.
That time. They did have proof of that.
What?
And if you're being paid off, that's what? A little guilt.
You're
a little guilt.
For sure.
Whether it was you or somebody in your camp, You're a public figure.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't physically you, you're always going to be associated with that. You're a public figure.
Okay,
you got to tread lightly.
I don't condone any of these actions. My question is, why would you laugh?
I'm not laughing. I'm just preparing myself.
No. My question to you is, has any of this happened when he wasn't on drugs? Like, is this just who you are, or is this how you are on drugs?
Mm.
And also, your party is fucking trash. Like, the people you keep around you, Deanne, is trash.
They trash.
This is a common thing.
They
with
trash.
Celebrities, when they start fucking up,
yep.
You can't be fucking up.
You can't be
Or they be kissing your ass too much to check you.
Yep.
So, what is it? Do you got a drug problem, or are you just...
Or do you got an anger issue problem? The thing is,
boundaryless individual.
Thing is, we know in the industry professionals said this. They said the anger problem stems from his childhood.
They said
about seeing his mama beat up.
And
you know, that's where most victims, that's where most, you know, abusers get it from. It starts from the childhood and da da da. So
they
was really breaking it down.
He said that.
Now the next one. This is the one that was shielding herself and everything. She was like, when I came public with this before, because they did ask her, why are you not coming on camera?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, because last time when I went public, girl, in my nosy ass again.
I know,
so
Google.
Nosy. I tried Google. To go. I couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it, bro.
She was like, last time I went, which tells me this had to have been early 2000s. She was like, when I came out before, the internet tore me up. And I did not want to go through that again. But mm-hmm. I felt like I needed to tell my story now. They was like, why now? Why now? She was like, I've been through therapy. I've been able to digest everything. And I've been able to kind of cope with the situation at hand. So I feel like he does not need to do this again. This is a pattern that he's clearly doing. And I need to go ahead and speak out so that this doesn't continue to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So her story was new in LA. And I feel like most people can sympathize with this story. You're new in LA. You have maybe one, two people that you know that moved out here from mm-hmm. your hometown. She wants to be a dancer. Her homeboy hit her up like, hey, I'm at this boat party. Mind you, the boat belonged to Diddy. I'm at this boat. every chance they could, I'm going to just say this, every chance they could add Diddy in there, they linked it. Now, I'm at this boat party. Chris Brown is here. Come, you know, shoot your shot. Let him know that you're new in town, whatever. So she comes or whatever. And she's talking to Chris, you know, about how she's a dancer and all that other stuff. And she said he really did give her encouraging words like, hey, like, don't stop the grind. Like, this industry can swallow you whole, whatever, whatever, boop-de-boop-de-boop. So she said they talking, they having a good time. He's giving her a drink. She said, now this is where it gets a little foggy because I didn't exactly see him pour my drink. Rule number one, but also you're young. You're young. Nobody probably told you that. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. So, giving me drink, I start to feel woozy. You know, she's thinking maybe she was drugged, or it could be maybe you just can't hold your liquor. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Either way, you're intoxicated. She said that he whispers in her ear, hey, come on, let's go talk somewhere, you know, silently. They go. She said all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's like on top of her, inside her. And then afterwards, like when he's finished, he takes her phone, puts his number in there, and like, hey, call me so we can link up sometime.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Yeah. I said the same thing. The industry professional came up.
Okay.
Yeah. They was like, you know what? When you're in a vulnerable situation like that, one, you know, it's clear that she's intoxicated, and then you ask her, let's go somewhere silently. She did not physically give you consent, you know, yes or no, but then what he made it do is he tried to gaslight her, give him the number, and be like, come on, let's link up, as if she consented to this. Oh, like nothing was wrong. Uh-huh. Yes. So that was their positioning on that. So she was like, afterwards, it was kind of like, and I get it because she was young. It's kind of like, did this happen to me?
Yeah.
Or was I really that drunk to where I was like, yeah, like, you know?
Yeah.
What really happened? So she was like, all right, well, I mean, he hit me up. It's Chris Brown. I'm going to hit him up.
Yeah.
So they start having these conversations, and she was like, now that I think about it, we FaceTimed a lot. There, you can't really record FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Not then.
Not then, but she was like, you can't really record FaceTime and stuff like that. So she was talking about that. They used to send pictures of each other back and forth. They used to literally hang out.
Yeah.
I forget what happened next, but I do remember her saying, like, after therapy, or it was an incident where he just like stopped hitting her up completely. I don't know why.
Where they going with this?
Yeah, I don't know why he stopped hitting her up. Like, I feel like I'm missing something because there was so much stuff I was watching. But anyway, she was saying how she went through therapy or whatever just to kind of like make peace and make sense of everything. And then it kind of dawned on her like you was forced upon, you know? So she ends up going to a lawyer or whatever and tries to show them proof. Now, I do remember this case.
I remember.
That got thrown out. It got thrown out because it said lack of evidence or something. But on his end, he had the text messages, but it didn't have his responses. It only had her replies, like, why aren't you talking to me? And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it doesn't have his responses. Now, when you look at hers,
it has his responses.
It has his responses.
Of course.
So are you deleting stuff? But his responses to some stuff, which was previously, was like, okay. Or it was like short word responses.
This is after they stopped talking for real. He was kind of like,
yeah. And then he completely stopped after that.
Yeah.
But she didn't have, and this is where I got a little iffy, because she didn't have certain evidence and stuff, because she said she got a new phone, all that, which is, if some time went past, you're not going to think to hold on to this.
Of course not. You know, when you
I get it. It
might happen.
Yeah, especially when you're gaslighting into thinking like, oh, he want me. So, and I, so this is when, the lawyer was just basically like, I can't take this case on. Only because of the lack of evidence. She was like, but I do know somebody who could take the case. But she was feeling so discouraged about the situation that he was lying. But then come to find out, this is what I'm missing. The reason why she said she couldn't take the case on. After they submitted the evidence in and all of that, and after she realized, okay, I was forced upon, she was still reaching out and texting Chris, like, why aren't you talking to me?
Why?
That happened. Why? That's when the industry professional came on. and said, it's kind of like a Stockholm syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a victim. I was captive, not physically captive, but mentally captivated by this because he is such a big figure. Mm-hmm. And I know it was wrong, but also I felt like, even though it was wrong, I felt like we grew something within that time. Uh-huh. We was messaging and all of that. It is the direction that they were going. Yeah, and it kind of makes you rethink some stuff. But at the end, completely at the end of the documentary, they had like a little sister circle moment with different people from like hotlines and different stuff, mm-hmm. just like talking about the different signs to look for and all that other stuff. It was a very informative documentary. Yeah. Definitely had me thinking.
This is my question now. Why did she start going to therapy in the first place?
She started going to therapy. I think she was really conflicted and battling with herself because she felt like...
She went to therapy for this issue?
Yes.
Okay.
That was my reaction too. Because she felt like, did he? I feel like he did. But he's messaging me, talking to me like he didn't. And I think when he stopped communicating with her and she was feeling some type of way, it's kind of like, well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Let me step back and reassess some stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it rolled out again, because I believe this is after she came out the first time. Mm-hmm. And then she tried to double back and like, why aren't you talking to me? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such a sticky situation, and mm-hmm. I hate it so much. And you would think that you would learn from this.
Yeah.
And I would hate to say that this is it's a repetitive thing.
It's repetitive. It does get sticky.
Sticky, icky, icky.
Because we're on the outside looking in. Yeah. I feel like whenever drugs are involved, it's like... Mm-hmm. Like... I can't make any excuse for anyone and the things that they do when they're on drugs. But also, drugs really be fucked you up.
And that's where it really comes. It really comes. Oh, they was also talking about when he checked himself into rehab? He checked himself into rehab. I don't remember when he went to jail. His mom came to visit. And I guess, like, he was feeling so homesick, he wanted to go with his mom. His mom was like, no, you need to stay here a little mm-hmm. bit longer. He got mad, followed his mom outside, and threw a brick through a car window. I ain't even gonna hold you. But the elders down south always said, however you treat your mom is how you treat your women.
Yeah.
So now that right there, I feel like that right there is when I was like, oh, he did it. Baby, listen, you did it.
That's when you was like,
because if you throwing a brick through your mama's car window,
I think it's just, did you come up thinking that's okay, or were you in withdrawals?
But
I just don't trust none of the drugs. Once it gets in your system, you do certain stuff. But I don't know. I don't do drugs.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Would it really take me out of my character that much?
I feel like the hard stuff would, but you only get the hard stuff when you start making money like that. But my thing is, what, and not saying that everybody is like this, but I feel like when you're signing these young kids at a young age, you're getting this boy from this country ass mm-hmm. town that's in and out of rehab, that has trauma, and you are not putting resources in to kind of help him. Yes,
definitely not.
To develop before he gets big enough on a different level to fuck some shit up more. Because mm-hmm. once you get to a certain level, you start getting money. It's up from there. You feel like you're invincible, as we're seeing with all of these celebrities doing this crazy shit now. It's ridiculous. And that brings me to...
So they definitely need to have something in place.
They should.
Which I don't even think they do now. And they still seize.
You want to know why they don't, though?
Why?
They make more money... when their artist is either in jail or, God forbid, 6 feet underground.
Oh, yeah.
Because sales go up. And they get insurance policies off of these boys.
I did hear that, too.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. There's no amount of fame in this world. Like, I get that with your talents, you can be able to, you know, get your people out the gutter or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Have a life that you've only dreamt of come true. But to what extent are you willing to go for it?
Whatever extent you need.
And they know that.
The companies don't care about you.
They don't. Product. They know that.
We are in the business of making money. It's but sad. Would it hurt you to have something like that put in place? Have a psychiatrist? Even if you don't come from, you know, a rough upbringing or anything, if you're well off, you still gonna need a psychiatrist to take you through this fame shit.
Look, the thing about it is, though, they're not gonna have that, because what a healthy patient or a healthy artist is not a profitable one. The more fucked up you are, the more money we can make off of you.
That is true.
And that brings me to my next documentary that I watch, which is Meg Thee Stallion, the hot girly herself. What's good, eh?
Did she even have to have one? I felt like I know everything. I just said that. And then I'm like, what? They said what? But also, yeah.
Not even going to hold you.
Or I've already made up all these stories in my mind where I feel like I know everything.
Not going to hold you. We got no answers from
her. I'm not surprised.
No answers. I feel like, in my wholehearted opinion, which she did need some sort of PR to kind of sway her name a little bit. Sway her name a little bit. Okay, so I will say she did not mention Party at all.
For what?
She did not mention that at all. In my mind, if you're having a documentary, I need everything.
Nobody cares.
But my thing is,
you dated him? You cheated on him?
Basically. But my biggest thing is, now she did admit that she lied on Gail's, what's the name, about sleeping with Tori.
Oh, well, baby, if that wasn't obvious.
If that wasn't obvious, we know that.
Everyone know y'all was
But talking. Honestly, just like she said, at the end of the day, yes, me and my best friend had beef. Why is that important? Yes, I messed with Tory Lanez. Why is that important? The fact is, I have a hole in my foot.
Yeah.
That is the only thing people should be worried about. Granted, the whys... And I feel like this is where people get shit misconstrued. We don't need to know the whys of anything. It is evident. The hole is in her foot.
But they want to know who did it.
They want to know who did it. And that's what the case.
And that's why you got to go back to the why.
That's why you got to go back to the why. I mean, I feel personally, as somebody who likes a level of privacy, baby, I got shot in the foot. He the one who did it. Hear me.
What was the point of bringing it back up? Everything's been going well for her.
Well, it was a Tory good... in there. Right. He's still talking his junk. But I think...
still talking shit.
To be completely honest, after watching the documentary, I feel like it was more for her than it was for us. I feel like it was more therapeutic, because she did give us a little bit of insight of... how her mom passed away in 2019 because she had a brain tumor. Her mom was her number one fan.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Her mom was her manager. She was also saying how she was physically performing, but she was never happy. The people around her was happy.
She was drinking,
which came into play. That kind of bottled up, which came into play with her fucking with Tory Lanez and how every friend ain't your friend and kind of. But what really shocked me. I knew that her and Kelsey was friends, but I never knew the extent of their friendship. They've been friends. They was Texas.
Best friend. Yeah.
From back in Texas.
Yeah.
Baby, you switch up on me like that?
We knew that. I knew that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Follow the case, and I knew that.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I think I only knew that after his...
Baby.
After that album and everything came out.
You know what she didn't mention, though?
Like, you was my best friend.
You know what she didn't mention, though?
What?
She didn't mention that they was at Kylie's house.
Like, oh, everybody knew that.
Yeah, everybody knew that, but I'm saying the documentary left out certain things on purpose. That's why I was like, I feel like...
Oh, she just didn't say it in the doc.
Yeah, I feel like...
Because it is, again, why does it matter?
Why does it matter? Yeah, exactly. But I think...
Like, yeah, I was at somebody rich.
Yeah, but house. I think people were expecting detail to detail to detail to detail. I'm sure.
Because what they wanted to know was, who shot you?
Yep.
Are you going to switch it up from who shot you?
Yep.
Now that she said she went and lied on Gail King... Everybody gonna think you're a liar.
Yep.
after we already knew y'all was fucking.
But she even said, I said that because I didn't want the conversation to be swayed by. But it ended up being that conversation anyway because she hesitated. Yeah. So that ended up being a conversation anyway. But
it's also like, why? I don't even know why Gail asked that question. I mean, the people wanted to know.
They wanted to know.
For sure.
It's television entertainment.
Like, yes, I was sleeping with him. Yes, my friend was sleeping with him. We was upset about it, but he shot me. Because then they want to know, well, who shot you? It's just too messy, and it's still messy, and now it brings it up again. Especially now that Tory is in the headlines. He's talking about suing his lawyer, because it was Roc Nation. Or his lawyer has something to do with Roc Nation or something, which, of course, Meg was signed under. So now he feel like everything was messed up.
Oh, my gosh.
My thing with that whole situation is, I don't know the story. It's messy. But y'all was fucking. You shot her. Time had passed in between. If you would have shut the fuck up, then maybe she wouldn't have came out. Because time had passed. You made a whole album antagonizing and poking at her.
And then had a damn horse leg was cutting it up in the music video. And that's what she said. And this brings me to my point. She said, I lied at first. To say I didn't know who did it because I did not want another black man in the system. And I feel like this is the same thing. Oh my gosh. Somebody recently, dang, I can't. And I wanted to make this valid point. Somebody recently just said that that's a celebrity. There's something going on. Recently said the same thing. There is no way in hell you were not thinking about me in this situation when you put that bullet in my foot, that I'm literally going to sit here and protect you over my mental health. Mm-hmm. Baby, listen. Justice needs to be served.
Let's be humble.
Justice needs to be served.
Also,
I'm not protecting you. I get it.
I'm also not protecting
anyone. But you wasn't protecting me when you shot me.
That I don't have feelings for. We slept together a couple times.
They only slept together twice and she was drunk both times.
I don't know how that mattered. But
she also said, I think she brought up that point that she was drunk because she was also in mourning of her mother and she was substance abuse.
Basically. Okay, so she was in it. Did you sleep with him? I don't know why that mattered. I slept with him.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Honestly, I wouldn't even say that. But I think she wanted to say she wasn't really fucking with him like that. She was in a different headspace. That's why they had slept together. But that
it don't even matter. Y'all slept together.
It don't take away the fact.
Also, nobody cares.
People care.
Oh, people care.
People care. I mean, I don't care because I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that. And then she also felt some type of way about Kelsey, like not having her back. I get it. You was with him, and I messed with your man. Whatever. But for you to sit there and say you don't know what happened, baby, listen.
I was there. I messed with your man. You my best friend.
We've been friends for a decade. A decade.
And what was y'all getting married? I don't know. Like. I wouldn't be mad if somebody didn't sleep with my mom.
I'll be pissed.
But still. But, like, y'all celebrities.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And Kelsey not no
we
celebrity.
We have other problems.
Yeah, girl.
Then who's sleeping with who? I'm sorry. I'm Meg Thee Stallion.
And then she was like, while I was going through all this, she also felt like nobody was in her corner. She had to stay off the internet. She was going through depression. Everybody was coming at her.
They were.
Which I was confused about because I'm like, but she did get shot, though.
Yeah.
Are
like, you're a liar.
Are we missing the fact that this girl
I don't think they should have came at her the way that they came at her. And it was no point of you coming out. Like, I did get shot. Are they like, you jealous?
Baby, and when they did that, the clip. There was a clip, Chris Brown. They did a clip.
In the Meg?
Yes, that's why I said they're kind of connected. Now, if we was on TikTok, I know somebody could connect this a mile away. But I'm going to just do a little bit.
Go back to Diddy's.
Oh, yeah, and it is. Listen. So, they had a clip where she was like, in the men in the industry, I don't understand how y'all can never have my back when the fact is I got shot. Chris was on, it was one of those gaming podcasts. It was like some sort of gaming podcast or something. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned, you know, free my man's Tory Lanez. And then there was another one, another clip with Diddy and, mind you, these are the only two clips they use.
Of course.
There was a clip.
Is it the same person that made both documentaries?
No.
Nah.
Nah, it's not. Nah.
Because
Meg's was on Amazon and then Chris was on Investigation.
She was not about to do that.
So they had a clip of Diddy like on live with Tory Lanez and him telling Tory Lanez, you know, like, you're my favorite R&B artist, you know, so keep your head up and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So of course they had that. And I was like, dang. I was like, but look, what's the likelihood that they make that connection? Because Meg's came out like October 31st. And Chris's documentary came out like October 26th, 27th. Something like that.
They had a whole bunch of people to pick from. But anything hip hop, anything negative is going to have Diddy. And I guess now Chris Brown.
And now Chris. Now and they, now R. Kelly.
They throwing shit.
They put him all in the same. I mean, R. Kelly for sure. He a
fucking. Like, now they're going to put everybody together.
In the same cat. But the question that dawns on me, why now? I get why Meg did it now, because she's finally at a place where she can heal, whatever the case is over. Cool.
But everything is going to open back up. This is going to be a continuous conversation.
I feel like it's always going to be a continuous conversation because Tori is not shutting up. It's always going to be a thing. But my thing is, why now with the Chris documentary? And then it's not a coincidence that that documentary came out and then they got a clip of him bashing a black woman again.
Yeah.
In this other documentary.
They try to take him down.
They taking him down. But they already took him down. They ain't never bring him back. But you know what's also oddly crazy is, right now, the Grammys, he has 3 Grammy nominations. I don't even think he's allowed to perform. Why are y'all nominating him?
He's probably not even allowed to attend.
That's what I said. He's not allowed to attend. He's not allowed to perform. And remember the AMAs. And then especially now that this documentary is out.
To me.
Now that this documentary is out, they're not going to have him there because it's not going to look good for optics. Why have him in the nominees? Why?
Well, they can't say your work is not speaking volumes,
and that's where it comes. Now the industry, y'all always saying we can't do. We need to protect. We can't be glorifying these abusers. Da da da. But then you nominate the man. But then it's like, okay, well, if y'all aren't separating the artist from the person, mm-hmm. why should we be condemned for not separating the artist from the person?
That's a good point.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a good point, because I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. I'm going to
give you your accolades, but you can't come.
That's all I'm saying. But you can't come.
Who's next?
But keep shucking and jiving.
Who's next? Because they getting everybody out of here.
They
do an investigation on every. They say Jay-Z, but I don't think they going to hit
They ain't never going to get Jay-Z.
I don't think they going
to
hit
On TikTok,
when they try to be like Jay-Z and Beyonce.
They never going to get that. But on TikTok, a psychic said that MC Hammer was.
Stop playing with me, bro.
I was like, please let that man rest. Like, I don't even want to hear shit about MC Hammer.
Please.
I was already discombobulated when they got Bill Cosby old ass. Let this fucking 90-year-old man.
Like. That, I don't even know.
Bro, that's a whole nother story for us.
And I don't know. I'm like, what artist is good at this point? But then I thought Selena Gomez.
Honestly, I feel like after we...
I thought Selena, but you're going to find something about everybody.
Look, if we cancel everybody, we ain't going to have nothing to listen to.
Oh, well.
Well, that's all I got for this episode.
That was a lot.
It was juicy.
Like, I feel like I might want to watch it, but also I don't want my opinion.
You don't want the views
tainted.
To be, yeah.
Like, because I just went to a Chris Brown concert.
And it was amazing.
Okay,
musical after that. Like, it was amazing.
Can I separate the art from the person? Ugh. Do I make up excuses?
And that's the biggest question.
Drugs.
That is the biggest question. I don't know.
I like Meg.
You know what, Meg?
I'm over the story.
I will say.
Do I love Tori? I fucking love Tori's artistry. I don't know you as a person. You sound shitty. I don't know.
I will say the documentary showed me a different side of Meg.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, that's because you didn't hear about it. You didn't hear she was going through all this stuff.
Yeah, I ain't hear she was going through
it. I listened to the one album and I heard that she was going through all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I get it.
But also.
Oh, shit.
It's like, who has the time to... And this is another thing, because I feel like everything in the entertainment industry is so orchestrated that, okay, yes, you were documenting stuff from 2019. Right. Listen, you was documenting stuff from 2019 when your mother was still alive. Push them off. But you have all this footage, right? And then it was really cute because she's into anime, so the stuff she didn't have footage for was like an anime that was cute.
Oh, dang.
But
that's so cute.
You also, you have behind the scenes footage of you going through this trial.
Why?
That gave me a little bit of pause.
Why?
I guess to clear her name. And that could
have... But it's not clear.
That could have...
cleared nothing.
That could have been...
caused more questions.
And honestly, to give her the benefit of the doubt, that could have been her PR and her manager telling her, You need to do this.
Like, everything was beautiful, from what I hear. The animation, beautiful. The vulnerability, beautiful. But then you had to bring up the case.
Because that's what people
want to
hear.
So was it just about the case?
Yeah.
Oh, so she did a documentary just about the case.
About her mama. It really led into...
Then let it be about the time of your life. Let it be you evolving
but,
as a person.
But that's the thing. That's
don't
what her
have
life...
Be
you got to think
case.
About how young she is.
Yeah.
She literally can't... You're still in school. You got your mama. That is your rock. Your mom passed away right at the start of your career.
Mm-hmm.
And right at the start of your career, COVID hit. And then you go through the shoot. So really, and honestly, this is your life.
Okay.
So I get it. I don't know. But,
is it too early to wish for her and the baby to make up?
No. Oh, that they did another clip of the baby, too, so he might be next.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
but that
my
that's one thing
God.
I don't understand. How do you have so many songs with me, but then you over here going to bring, you going to bring Tory Lanez out on a set after me? How dare
he
you?
Did that.
You little midget.
He
fuck.
Did that. That was...
That's disrespectful.
It was disrespectful. And it is a slap in my face.
And in the middle of the case.
Because I am going through all of this. It's a slap in my face. But you was worried about your career. And you like, let me bring out somebody that's popular? Or what, did you do that on purpose?
He did not. He had to have did it on purpose.
Nobody believed her.
But I'm not even going to hold you. Where the baby at now?
He trying to climb his way back.
He trying. It ain't working. Because he on the Diddy train right now, too. And ain't even got nothing to tell. You ain't even got nothing to tell. Ain't got Diddy in your mouth.
That's what he said, though. I ain't got nothing to tell.
Goofy.
Something. I don't know.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast. But for our unpopular opinion, I do believe that Stevie Wonder can see just a little bit.
He was not always blind.
That's I know he wasn't always blind, but I feel like right now, I feel like he can see a little bit. He has memes of him holding the camera.
He fucking with you. Like, my popular
thank you.
Opinion, Stevie be fucking with us.
He might be, but thank you for listening to Are We Canceled?
Everybody's canceled.
Everybody's canceled after this episode.
Canceled. I'm depressed.
Bye, y'all.